Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor, and beloved, it is such a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. And we do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. You're listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. And truly, we are honored and blessed that God is blessing so. And we just thank the Lord for all that he is doing. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word, amen, that is going forth in this hour all over the land, all over the world. God is sending forth his word through his people, and we're excited about the word of God. Praise God. We're doing a teaching now entitled Walking in the Divine Presence of God, talking about the tabernacle and doing a study on the tabernacle, praise God, and how when you look in the tabernacle, praise God, it is set up as just like a cross. You begin at the foot of the cross and you move in. As you move into the tabernacle, praise God, you go from the brazen altar to the laver, praise God, that's the place of sanctification after you leave the brazen altar, which is a place of repentance, the place of slaughter, if you will. Praise God. We talked about the laver on our last broadcast and that place of sanctification, purification, praise God, consecration, being set apart for a sacred use. And we're going to move a little further in this broadcast, and we're going into the holy place, and we're going to see what's in the holy place and the different things that are there, praise God. Before we do, amen, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for another Lord's Day. We thank you for this day that you've given to us. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this broadcast. We ask, Father, as we go into your word, Lord God, that you would just come in and have your way. Father, minister to everyone that's listening. We thank you for your word. God, you be glorified, you be edified, and you be lifted up in the name of Jesus. And we thank you now. We give you praise, honor, and glory for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Now, our theme scripture that we started out with is Romans 12, 1 and 2. And on our last broadcast, we read it from the Amplified, and I'm going to read it again. Praise God. The Word of God says, I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, and beg of you, in view of all the mercies of God, to make a decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all your members and faculties as a living sacrifice, holy, devoted, consecrated, and well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable, rational, intelligent service and spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external, superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you. Praise God. Now, we think of this scripture, we look at this scripture, praise God. God is asking us, and he's, Paul is talking, of course, and he's saying that we must present our bodies a living sacrifice. Praise God. And when we do that, it's voluntary. God never forces us to do anything. Praise the Lord. He doesn't force us to serve him. He doesn't force us to pray. He doesn't force us to read the word of God. He doesn't force us to get a closer walk with him. But he's simply beseeching. He's imploring. He's saying, you know, this is a good thing. This is the way I'm looking at it right now. Amen. He's saying, by the mercies of God, because God is a merciful God. He's a loving God. He extends his mercy to us. Amen. We don't deserve it. We can't, there's nothing we can do to gain his mercy or earn his mercy. It's given freely, praise God. It's because God loves us that he extends his mercy and his grace to us. So what he's asking us to do is to present our bodies a living sacrifice. Amen. Just give ourselves over to him. God is wanting us to surrender everything to him. Part of coming into the divine presence of God, and when we do that, we begin to come into his presence, we recognize that, first of all, we don't deserve to be there, but because of the blood of Jesus, because of the atonement, because of what he did and the price that he paid for us, praise God, he made a way for us to come into the Holy of Holies. Amen. He made a way for us to come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may find help in a time of need, praise the Lord. So we can come before the Lord now, amen, and we can come in assurance that the Lord will meet us there, amen. Whenever you go to God in prayer, amen, that is a place, it's a consecrated place, it's a place where you're meeting God, where you're sitting down with him, where you're communing with him, and there are times when the Lord will call us aside and say, come and sit with me for a minute, come over here and sit, I want to talk to you, I want to fellowship with you, and we should heed those times when the Lord beckons us to come. Praise God. Just like we spend time, we make time for the Lord. Amen. We should give God the best time of our day, the best time of hour, praise the Lord, the most of our time. Don't give him the fragments. We have to get out of that. Amen. We put everything before God. Amen. Then we fit God into our lives a lot of times. But the Lord is wanting us to turn that around, prioritize, and put him at the top. Amen. Everything we do, God needs to be at the helm of it. He needs to be guiding our ship, if you will. So this teaching here is where we are now. We're going into the holy place. Amen. We've been sanctified and set apart. We've gotten to that laver, and we've spent time washing and cleansing and purifying and consecrating, praise God, and we're ready to fellowship a little more. Amen. We're going in now to see the difference. There are three things that we're going to talk about in this place of the holy place, if you will. And the first thing we want to talk about, the first stop, if you will, is the table of showbread. And we know that Jesus is the bread of life. The table of showbread is where we can eat manna. Praise the Lord. And if you want to read more about that, Exodus 25, 23 through 30, praise God. And actually, what we're going to talk about, we're dwelling in that scripture. Actually, I would admonish you to read the entire chapter, the 25th chapter of Exodus, because everything that we've talked about is in that chapter. Praise the Lord. Praise God. The table of showbread and then the golden candlesticks. Let me correct myself. The brazen altar is in Exodus 27, 1 through 8, and the laver is Exodus 30, 17 through 21. Praise the Lord. And so the table of showbread is in Exodus 25, 23 through 30. Praise God. And then the golden candlestick, and we'll break this down, is in Exodus 25, 31 through 40. Praise the Lord. And then there are other scriptures, praise God, that goes along with this. We won't go into the other scriptures. I'm going to allow you to dig because there's a lot in the Word about this. Praise the Lord. We're just hitting the highlights. Amen. Just want to whet your appetite again to study more on the tabernacle. There's so much that I would love to cover, can't cover, praise God, but we're going on anyway. Now, the table of showbread was made of shittim wood, and we went into, I believe we gave you a definition of that, but we will do that again. It was made of shittim wood and it's overlaid with gold, praise God. And we know that gold represents divinity. And shittim wood, again, represents incorruptible humanity. Amen. The humanity of Christ, praise God. And this represents Jesus' humanity and his divinity. He was both God and man. Okay? And we know that when we want to eat bread from heaven, we get it from Jesus. That's why it's important to learn from him. Amen. He taught the disciples, and when you read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you see how he fed them. He fed them naturally, but he fed them spiritually as well. Praise God. The Sermon on the Mount is an example where he sat down and he taught them. He fed them that manna that they needed. Amen. The bread that they needed to be sustained spiritually, to know how to walk, to know how to talk, to know how to act. Amen. In this Christian walk. Amen. So Jesus was both humanity and divinity. He was both God and man. He wrapped himself in flesh. He preached the word taught the word and showed us the Father. Praise God, because the Father was in him. Amen. He did nothing without his Father leading him and guiding him. Praise God. He was in complete submission to his Father. Now, Jesus is our example. So when we get to the table of shewbread, the place where we are fed from him, the Lord gives us instruction. This is where we begin to fellowship with the Lord. This is when where we get to know who Jesus is, and we get to know him on a personal level, intimate level, and we begin to know God. Praise God. And then as we begin to know him, praise God, he begins to talk to us. We commune with him. He communes with us. Praise the Lord. We get in the word. We begin to see, amen, how we're to walk and the things that we're to do. Praise God. This is that table of showbread. And so when we get into the holy place, he wants to feed us. Amen. Manna from heaven. Praise God. The Israelites could have survived just on the manna that came straight down from heaven, but they desired the flesh. They desired the meat, praise God. They desired what was worldly, because that quail did represent the world, and it represented the flesh, praise God, and that's what they began to desire. And so because of that, God fed them the quail. Amen. But actually, they didn't really need that. They needed that substance that God had, that pure substance, that manna that came down from heaven. And we need the manna. We need the rich word of God, praise the Lord, that will sustain us and keep us. Sometimes we think, you know what, even on a natural level, I used to think that I could not do without the sodas and the teas and some of the other things and the things that I like to eat, praise God. But I'm finding that I can do without it. I don't really have to have it. Amen. It's a craving. It gets to be a craving of the flesh, the caffeine and the different things, praise God. And I'm learning that what's important is that manna from heaven and the bread from heaven, and even on the natural level, the food that's really healthy and good for us, praise God, will sustain us and keep us, praise the Lord. So Jesus showed, he taught and taught the word and showed us the Father. He was in complete submission again to his Father. Now listen, the table also speaks of fellowship. Because when you eat dinner, when you eat breakfast, when you eat lunch with your family, you sit down at a table and you fellowship. And when we sit down, praise the Lord, with the word, we're sitting down for fellowship. It's a time when we come to church, we got to realize, and preachers, we must realize that people are coming because they're hungry for the word. And we've got to have substance to give them. It's not right. It's not right to the sheep, if you will. Let me just say it like this, for us to just throw them anything. But we must get before God, get before our Father, and say, Father, what would you have me to feed the people? God, what would you have me to say? What are you wanting to say to the people? And give them the rich manna from the word. You know, I have such a desire to just, amen, get the word for myself, praise the Lord, because I realize that, you know, we need the word, we need God, praise God. But also as a leader, when the Lord allows me to speak, when he allows me to preach and teach, you know, it's important that I give what God would have. And so these teachings are not coming from up our mind. We pray and we seek the face of God, because the people of God, we need the word, praise the Lord. The sinner needs to hear the word, praise God, need to hear life, need to hear that Jesus is our Savior, praise the Lord. People out there, and I know there are people listening right now, and you're looking for hope, you're looking for substance, praise the Lord. And so I want to let you know Jesus is the reason for the season, and he's your hope, glory to God, and he is what we need. And so this is why we're wanting to move into the presence of God for fellowship. We're to have fellowship with the Lord and with one another, just as the priest did as well. The priest fellowshiped in the temple, in the tabernacle, and they served. Amen. They served the people, praise God, but they also served God. Amen. And so the table of showbread is the place where we begin to get the word. Amen. We begin to get the nourishment from the Lord, praise God. And then we look at the golden candlestick. Amen. And other scriptures, I didn't give you the other scriptures, praise God. I'm going to give you one other one, and that's in Leviticus 24, 5 and 5 through 9 for the table of showbread. And also the golden candlesticks, Exodus 25, 31 through 40, and then Exodus 27, verses 20 and 21, praise God. Now, the golden candlesticks were not ordinary candles, but they were lampstands with seven lighted lamps fueled by oil. Now, seven represents perfection, completion. The oil represents the Holy Ghost, praise God, the presence of God. The Holy Spirit was right there. So the purpose of the lampstand is to give light and to illuminate all that was in the sanctuary. And you know what? We're the sanctuaries. We're those living sacrifices. We're the temple of the Holy Ghost dwells in us. Okay, we're temples. The Holy Ghost dwells in us. Amen. So the light in us is Jesus. The oil is the Holy Ghost. Praise God. So that light that's in us shines and it will reveal the darkness, the dark areas. The word, when it gets in us. The Bible says you're clean to the word, Jesus said, that I've spoken. So when the word comes in, it comes to dispel the darkness. Praise God. But if there's any darkness in us, any sin in us, when that word goes in, it's going to find that thing. Praise God. And God is going to prick our heart that we must get clean of that. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the lampstand was made of pure gold. Pure gold. Divinity. The gold speaks to us of deity and the divine nature as seen first in Christ, the light of the world, and second in the church. Praise the Lord. Let's go over to Matthew 5 and 14 and let's read that scripture. The word says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We are the light that sometimes the only lights that the world will ever see. Praise the Lord. So we are to let our light shine. Amen. Let it shine before men that they see our good works, but glorify the Father which is in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. The church is not merely a candle, but we are to be a lampstand, shedding forth divine light, gold, by the continual supply of the oil of the Holy Ghost. We are God's temple. Praise the Lord. We are his temple. We're going to read some scriptures in a moment. The fullness of the light will be manifested in his temple. Now let's go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Because this is very, very important, praise God, because we are on this side of Calvary now. Amen. And Jesus has come. He's died for us. Praise the Lord. The Holy Ghost is in our life. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So now we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 3 and 16, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Now we know in the Old Testament, whenever they brought anything in the temple or in their lives that were wrong, the priests, when they would bring the sacrifice and they would go in to the Holy of Holies to submit the sacrifice, if they had sinned, they died. They died right there. They did not live. And somebody would have to drag them out. Just anybody couldn't go up into the presence of God. And do you know, beloved, it's the same way today. We can't come to God any kind of way. We can't come to him just, raggedy. Amen. We can't give him scraps again. Amen. He says that if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Amen. We are temples of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Now, let's go a little further. Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 6 and 16, it says, amen. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. So God is just instructing us, praise God, there are things that we must separate ourselves from. Amen. Sometimes people we have to separate ourselves from, praise God. And when God says that, and when we know it, we must take action, praise God, to do exactly what God is telling us to do. Praise the Lord. Now, one other scripture, Ephesians 2, verses 20 through 22. Praise the Lord. Okay. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20 through 22. I'm trying to get there. Amen. And are built up on, let's go back a little bit to 19. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Amen. So this is just the Lord letting us know, praise God, that we're really to be holy, because in whom all buildings fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. God wants us holy. Amen. Fitted together in him. Praise the Lord. In whom also ye also are built together for an habitation, a dwelling place of God, where God can dwell. God wants to dwell with us. Amen. He wants to commune with us. Praise the Lord. He wants that fire and that light to ever be burning day and night. Praise God. When we recognize we're temples. These temples, the Holy Ghost dwells in them. Amen. The presence of God dwells in you, beloved. Praise the Lord. That's a precious thing. So the fullness of the light will be manifested in our temple, praise God, the temple which the Holy Ghost dwells in, praise God. We want God in the fullness, amen. I don't want God just in pieces. I want all of God, amen. Now listen, the oil for the lamps, read that. Read Exodus 27, 20 and 21 in your time, in your personal time. But the oil was pure olive oil obtained by beating. The only way they could get this oil, they would have to beat it and press it out of the olive. They had to press that oil out, praise God. And, oh, my, that's precious. The Holy Ghost, praise God, comes in. That oil comes in to minister. It comes in to instruct. Comes in to correct. He comes in our lives. Praise God. He's ever present with us. He's a very present help. Praise the Lord. Amen. He will lead us and he will guide us into all truth. Praise God. Oh, there's no one like the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the oil was to burn continually. Amen. And the Holy Spirit is in our lives. The Holy Ghost is in our lives. Amen. Continually. He will walk with us. Praise God. This lets us know that the Holy Ghost is to have control in our lives continually. Amen. God wants total control. Amen. He doesn't control us like the enemy would. Praise God, because he doesn't force himself on us. But he's a gentleman. The Holy Ghost even is a gentleman. Praise the Lord. He will never force himself on us. Never. He will not do it. But if you allow him to come in and you allow him to do his job, he will do it in fine fashion. Praise the Lord. And God will get the glory. Amen. We want God's glory in our lives. We want God to be edified and lifted up in us. Praise the Lord. We must walk in the Spirit at all times. Amen. In Galatians, it talks about walking in the Spirit. And if we walk in the Spirit, amen, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Over in Galatians 5:16, it says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit. You shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Why? For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Listen, but if ye be led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. See? So God wants us to be led by his Spirit. Amen. Be led by the Spirit of the Lord. The Bible says that those that are led by God are the sons of God. He wants us to be led by him. Amen. And the only way to be led by him, we must get into this, into the presence of God, get in communion with him, get in fellowship. Amen. You can see the progression here, going from being a sinner, from that brazen altar, amen, to committing your life to Christ, submitting to him, going to that labor, that place of sanctification, the place of consecration, the place where you get to know, okay, amen, change has to come in my life, praise God, and moving on into the holy place and getting to that table of showbread, praise God. And we must eat off the table, off God's table every day. We must eat from manna from heaven every day. Amen. This is how our spirit man will be, will stay edified, praise the Lord. And then the golden candlestick, stick. I can't talk tonight. The golden candlestick, praise the Lord. Amen. Is lit. Praise God. It's fueled by the oil, which represents the Holy Ghost. Amen. The very presence of the Holy Spirit in us. Amen. And then the oil, praise God, that's beaten. But that oil burns continually. Praise God. Amen. So we must walk in the Spirit at all times. Without the Holy Ghost, we have no light. And without him, with him, amen, there's no darkness. Why? Because light dispels darkness. Amen. And if there's darkness in us, when light comes in, darkness has to leave. So we have to do some things in our lives every day, praise God, to make sure that if there's something in us that's not right, that we allow the Holy Ghost to deal with it, praise God, and have the Holy Ghost take that place. Fill us up even the more with the Holy Ghost, praise God. Oh, this is good word today. This is good word. We thank God for the word. Amen. This is the holy place, praise God, the holy place. And from the holy place, amen, after we go from there, then we begin to get into the most holy place. I'm not going to get into all that right now. We're going to save that for the next broadcast, praise the Lord. But on the next broadcast, we're going to talk about the most holy place that's in God's presence. And one of the things that's so a blessing is that in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. And so we want to learn how to move into God's presence, amen, and how to fellowship with him, how to commune with him, oh my God, how to dwell in the presence of the Lord, praise God. Amen. I want to pray right now. Father, I thank you for the word tonight. We thank you, God, that your word is quick, is powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. We thank you, God, that you're using your word, that you're illuminating the word to us so that we can know that we can fellowship with you, that we can commune with you, that, Father, we don't have to be afraid to come into your presence, that we can come boldly to you, Father God. We can come to you as we are and, God, get the cleansing and the washing and the sanctifying and the consecrating from you, Father, and move on into fellowship with you, communion with you daily. We need to eat your bread. We need to eat manna from you, Father. So, God, we just ask, God, that you would continue to do the work in us that only you can do. Take us further in you, God. And, Father, everyone that's listening, I pray that Holy Ghost, that you would minister. Holy Spirit, minister to everyone now. Draw us in, Father. Draw us closer to you. Give us a greater hunger and a thirst after you. And, Father, help us to walk in righteousness and holiness and peace. Father God, even with our brethren, Father, help us to walk in love. Help us to strive side by side for the same purpose of the gospel. Father, we thank you now. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, you have been listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. We thank God for the word of the Lord. Praise God. We want you to stay encouraged. Amen. Continue to listen in. Praise the Lord. If you'd like to drop us an email, you may do so. Praise the Lord. If you'd like to visit our website, you may do so. Amen. You may go to www.wopministries.org. You can leave us a comment. Praise God. You can leave us a prayer request, praise report. We pray over the prayer request. We pray over them. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because we know nothing goes without prayer. Praise God. We just thank God. Amen, for this opportunity. Amen, on our next broadcast, we will be sharing a message entitled, Stay on the Wall. Praise God. We just invite you to listen in, praise God, and just be a part, amen, of what God is doing. We thank God for you. Amen. We want you to be blessed. Amen. On this evening, we pray that your services on tomorrow will be power-packed, that the Holy Ghost will reign supreme, and that he will have his way. Amen. That he will move in an unusual way in your services. Until we meet on our next broadcast, we pray that you will be blessed in the name of the Lord. God bless you.